Today's episode is all about something simple but powerful: building relationships through conversation. We're keeping it light and fun and a little silly with a game of Would You Rather? A mix of goofy and parent kid and sport related questions that spark laughter, curiosity, and connection. Welcome to Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Before we jump in today, I want to share a little inspiration behind the episode. So, at the time of this recording, I'm literally getting ready to hop on a plane and head back to Minnesota for alumni weekend with the Gopher softball team. And I know, because of past alumni weekends, I've been back yearly. It's full of laughs and stories and that deep sense of connection that only comes from sharing time and history with people who've been in the I've been in the trenches with. So my friends, my teammates, sometimes my former coaches. On these weekends, definitely don't need anything fancy. Just some time, presence, and lots of shared moments and shared memories. For instance, like car rides, post-practice bus rides and drives, or maybe just waiting in the airport for 1.5 days of playing games, making dresses out of toilet paper, pilfered from the bathroom, and playing handball against an empty wall in the terminal. All right, whatever. Yes, I actually did that. But the key here with building a relationship is time spent together, talking, discussing, having serious moments, having silly moments. And so that's what this episode is all about today. It's just creating space for some fun conversation that builds trust, opens up communication, and deepens your bond with your kid and or your parent. And it's not about having all the answers. I mean, there would you rather questions. Some of these are pretty ridiculous, but it's about, in general, right, creating a relationship is all about asking good questions, listening, and enjoying the ride, literally and figuratively. So go ahead and maybe roll those windows down. Let some of these questions bring some laughter and connection in your day. And we're going to dive in. So a reminder of the rules. This one has a little special rules because would you rather questions are pretty specific. So first and foremost, still true, there are zero wrong answers. Every answer is a good answer. Okay, make sure you all are taking turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions. And for this episode, I highly recommend that you pause after each individual question so that you have time to actually discuss it because you won't remember all of them by the time I'm done. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit between fun questions and meaningful questions so it doesn't get boring. But the only unique rule for today's conversation is that you have to make a choice. All right. You're not allowed to say, oh, I would do both. I want both. No. The whole point is you have to make a choice and explain your answer. And if that conversation naturally diverts off into other directions, no worries. That's the whole point. Okay. Interspersed, I'll share a few of my responses as well, just to keep it interesting. But let's dive in. Yeah, let's get into these questions. All right. So your first would you rather question. Would you rather always play in slow motion or always play with cartoon sound effects in the background? I think I want the sound effects, like the pow, whap, wing. I don't know. I think that'd be fun. But yeah, it's up to you. Would you rather have your parent cheer loudly at every game, or would you rather silent support from the back row? What do you think? I think I would want cheering. I always liked seeing my dad was usually on the field with me. And when I got older, he was in the sidelines, but mom was she was the vocal cheerleader. So I guess divvy it up if you're no, you have to pick, choose, make an answer. Okay. All right. Your next question. Would you rather get honest feedback that might be a little hard to hear that helps you grow, or endless praise that feels good in the moment? I won't answer that one because mine is clouded with many, many years of training of which one's better. So I won't pipe in on this one. All right. Would you rather have to sing everything you say for a whole day or dance everywhere you go? That's an easy one for me. I love dancing, and I pretty much dance everywhere anyway, with or without music. So the dance all day would be my jam. But again, no wrong answers. It's also because I can't sing, but you know, whatever. If you stink at both, pick the lesser of two evils, maybe. I don't know. All right. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to talk to animals? This one's mixed around my friends because we have a lot of animal lovers. So I know my answer. I want to teleport because that way I could live anywhere in the world and then also work anywhere in the world and go, like, hey, I feel like Italian food tonight. I'm going to go to Italy. I'm going to go to Tuscany and get an amazing, you know, whatever. But again, there are no wrong answers here. Would you rather win a championship but play your worst game? Or lose in the first round, but play your absolute best. Yeah, that one, I actually have enough life experience that I've experienced both. I can tell you which one I preferred. Being a team sport athlete, the championship would have been the preferred because it was about the team, not necessarily my individual performance, but you know. I also had the experience where I played my absolute best and we lost, and that really sucked too. So I don't know. It's good and bad. Y'all, there's no wrong answers here. All right. Would you rather relive your best sports moment? And for parents, if you don't have a sports moment, maybe your best, just a life highlight. Okay. Would you rather relive that moment? Or go back and redo your toughest moment with what you know now. Oh, that's a tough one. A lot of good answers. A lot of good logic there. I don't. Oof. Again, I don't want to muddy the waters here. So, on that one, that one's deep. Have fun talking about it. Okay, final would you rather question. Would you rather have a pet dragon? Or a pet unicorn. I mean, give me the dragon all day long. I watch Game of Thrones. They breathe fire. Like, I mean, come on. They might also eat you, but it'll be awesome. right, y'all. If you have more would you rather questions, I highly recommend you keep going with this until your car ride is done. But the whole point of today is just get that conversation going, have some fun, and just enjoy, right? Have a good time in the car today. So, thank you again for joining me on Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful and fun, please share it with at least one other parent or coach who could use a little inspiration on the go. If you're looking for more weekly tips and mindset shifts and conversation starters that help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, no matter the scoreboard, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have suggestions for new topics and episode ideas that you want to hear about, there is a link in the show notes that you can send me a message, or you can just DM me at vAlstoncoaching on Facebook or Instagram. And I look forward to hearing from you. All right, y'all. Let's keep those conversations rolling, and I hope you had a great time with us today. I will see you next time.
Thanks.